This is Jay Sekulow, Egypt at a tipping point.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Reports today say the U.S. is planning to send 20 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, despite heightened clashes between President Morsi's opponents and supporters. Is this really the time for the U.S. to send military aid to Egypt?
We have given them not just the $2 billion, but over 30 years, $60 billion. And you can take a look at what's happening right now in Egypt. They have supported Hamas. They have pulled their ambassador out of Israel. And the bottom line, why do we have to buy our friends, especially when we got all our concerns here?
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally.
The question here is it going to become a Sharia Islamist state? Is the Muslim Brotherhood going to get this power from the new constitution that they're voting on?
That's my concern.
That's the biggest concern,
absolutely. There's a referendum on Saturday. We'll see how that goes. I mean, you know, it would be such a shame, Larry, if Egypt under Morsi was less free than it was under Mubarak.
Right.
And that's what we're looking at.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Boy, less free under Mubarak is an understatement. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As we're looking at aspects of the Egyptian constitution, specifically what's proposed Article 11. It will empower the increasingly strict Shiite, or I should say Islamic Sharia application of law to be applied even to organizations and groups and individuals that don't share that religious belief. In other words, Sharia will become the dominant, not just religious law, but the law of Egypt. You've got to ask yourself, why in the world would we be funding this with weaponry, including 200 tanks and 20 F-16s? By the way, our thoughts and prayers out to the folks in Connecticut, especially as more details are coming on this shooting at this elementary school, another tragic situation. I'm sure your news will keep you posted on that. But again, our thoughts and prayers there. We are turning our attention and continuing to keep our attention on the situation in Egypt. Egypt is clearly, as one report puts it from Politico, Egypt at a turning point. I say, Jordan, Egypt is at a tipping point, more than a turning point. It's a tipping point on which way it's going to go.
That's right, and people are protesting there this day before the vote on their new constitution or whether or not it will become their new constitution. The voting begins tomorrow. And there's been focus on, again, Article 2 of the proposed constitution, which not only maintains Sharia law as a basis of legislation, but then gives in Article 4 a non-elected sectarian body. This is a group of Islamic scholars, arbitration rights to decide how Sharia and current and subsequent legislation should be implemented. That's an unelected body of Islamic jurists. It goes further. Article 43, you can only worship heavenly religions, which leaves out a lot of other faith groups, especially Eastern faiths. And Article 11, very similar to what happens in Saudi Arabia, it allows a religious Islamic state to safeguard, quote, ethics and morality, which is like the morality police in Saudi Arabia. Child marriage has become permitted now under Article 70 if this constitution passes this weekend.
It's outrageous. We're going to be joined after the break by Skip Ash, senior counsel for the ACLJ in charge of our national security group. Folks, we're taking your phone calls also at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, in Congress right now, a growing chorus of members of the United States House and Senate. And what they're saying is this: why in the world would we send the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamist regime, 20 F-16s and 200 tanks that at the end of the day, you've got a group calling for the destruction of Israel? Will they use those weapons to do just that? We're saying no to it. Over 50,000 of you already joined with us. Go to ACLJ.org. You can sign that petition. But folks, today is the day for you to speak out on this issue. We do not need to be sending the Islamic-led government of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt 200 tanks and 20 F-16s. Call right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org. But folks, we got to fight back and fight back now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Call now, 877-989-2255.
It doesn't make sense. The U.S. is using taxpayer funds to put deadly weapons into the hands of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic group that controls the government there. There are new reports that the United States is spending more than $200 million of taxpayer dollars to send 20 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, putting them into the hands of the radical Muslim Brotherhood. Another Sharia dictatorship on Israel's border, armed with American weapons, cannot be allowed to happen. Stand with the ACLJ. Demand President Obama suspend all aid to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. That's a pretty good bumper music. That was our own little in-house ACLJ band here, folks. We're taking your phone calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We are monitoring this situation in Connecticut. Looks like there are multiple fatalities, a horrible situation there. Our thoughts and prayers to the parents and to the kids and to the government officials there. And I think it's Danbury. Can I ask check on that? Is that Danbury, Connecticut? I think it is. Which is right there in a beautiful part of Connecticut. Sad, sad, tragic situation. We are focusing on today this bill that's now been introduced by Congressman Vern Buchanan from Florida, which will say basically suspend aid to Egypt. And the idea there is to not move this aid, which includes the F-16s and the 200 tanks, while things are pending and are so delicate in Egypt right now. Not only you've got a Muslim Brotherhood-led government, but they're trying to take unprecedented powers. Let me go to Skip Ash here, and then we'll get your phone calls, folks. Skip, they're talking, I think it's wise to suspend the aid. They're not saying we're getting rid of it forever, suspending the aid, because that sends a message back to the Egyptian regime that our $1.5 billion now comes with conditions.
And I think that's critical. Suspending is very good because that way, if they act properly, if they do those things which the previous government had been doing and had agreed to do vis-a-vis Israel and vis-a-vis the peace process, that is a good thing to have done. And right now, we don't know what they're going to do. So I think suspending the aid is absolutely the right solution.
All right, we're going to take some phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, we've got a pastor on line six that is, I guess, from Egypt. Let's go ahead and talk to him. Originally from Egypt, let's talk to him.
Yep, Reverend Magdy on line six from California. Reverend Magdy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
Very good. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Just let me tell you, I am speaking on behalf of 15 pastors, Egyptian pastors here in the United States. These people in Egypt, the Brotherhood Muslims, are liars, liars, and they can kill their own people, not only Israel. These weapons and money not only will go against the people, the Egyptian people and Israel, but it may go against United States itself. They are killing our people right now. They are drafted a constitution that I never heard or read something like that in the history of humanity. Just
yeah. Let me ask you this, Pastor. You probably have family or friends still back in Egypt. What are they hearing? I know the Coptic Christian community has had a very difficult time. I think all Christian denominations are having a difficult time there.
Jay, it is not the Christians only. Now it is anyone that will say no to the Muslim Brotherhood. It is now beyond Coptic Christians. Yes, we are oppressed. Everyone knows that. And now we lost the Christian in Palestine. We lost the, because of the Muslim Hamas.
Right.
We lost the Christian in Iraq. And now we are losing the Christians in Syria. And now the Coptic Egyptians are 90% of the Christian in the whole Middle East. Are you going to lose all of that because of the personal interest of this current administration in the United States and the liars that are now in control of Egypt?
Let me ask you this, Pastor. First of all, let me get people to take a call to action here, and I want to ask you a few more questions. And I know Jordan has one, too, because Jordan's worked with a lot of Coptic Christians also. So stay with us here, Pastor. It's great that you called. Folks, you heard what Pastor Mugabe just said, and I think this is important. This is not just a situation where these weapons could be used against Israel and others in the region. These weapons, the aircraft and especially the tanks, could be utilized against the citizens of Egypt that are not supporting an Islamic-led Brotherhood government, the Muslim Brotherhood government. And Skip, let me ask you this. Though you're a tank guy, you were a tank commander in the military, 200 of those tanks could wreak real havoc into a civilian population if they're put to that kind of use.
That's exactly right. And we have to keep in mind that it's not just 200. They already have 900 M1 series tanks that we've given them in the past. So this is an additional 200 more modern tanks, and you are absolutely right. The Muslim Brotherhood is going to use them first to make sure that it consolidates power in Egypt before it goes anywhere else. And those are a grave danger, not only to Israel and to the United States, but also primarily, as the pastor said, to the Egyptian people right now.
All right, folks, I want to do something right here. We're trying to get some real activity here. You're hearing this pastor just called in, and we're thrilled that he did, and we're going to have some more questions for him in a moment. But, folks, this is why you need to take direct action on this. We don't need to give the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt 200 more tanks, as Skip said, 200 more tanks and 20 F-16s. Now, I have said this on the broadcast yesterday. I'm going to say it again. We want to help the Egyptian people. This is not an anti-Egypt move. I've got some very close friends that are Egyptian Christians, Coptic Christians from Egypt. These are people that I have tremendous respect for. One of them is a doctor, brilliant guy. He's written for us on the ACLJ's website, Dr. Sharif Malika. And I'm telling you something, folks, utilizing that weaponry, and the pastor brought this up, and he's right, against their own citizens, it would be not only outrageous, but would wreak havoc and would just solidify this Islamic mandate going on in Egypt. And it's got to stop. Now, 61,000 of you have signed this petition online, probably with phone calls, Will, we're probably, 70,000? Pretty close to 70,000 signatures. And so far, nothing's being delivered to this government. We can continue this kind of force if we unite together. Do we want our American weapons turned on the civilians in Egypt? I don't think so. I know not. So you go to your phones right now and you sign on. You're hearing from a pastor who's ministered in Egypt, from Egypt. 1-877-989-2255. We need direct action, folks. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Everybody that's listening to me, you go to your phones. We don't need to be sending F-16s and 200 tanks, you heard what Skip just said, to be used on the citizens, civilians in Egypt. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I've got another question for you, Pastor. I know Jordan does too. You're ministering, Pastor, I take it, primarily to people that were from Egypt into the United States. What are they hearing from their families right now?
There are many people are coming now from Egypt without anything for them to live in the United States. They are desperate. They fled with their life. And now I heard that even Muslims, modern Muslims, leave Egypt because they are against Brotherhood rule, or they are not agree with their kind of ruling.
Yeah.
They are not religious. They are using religion for power and money.
Mm. Jordan, you have a question for the pastor?
I do. The proposed constitution, Pastor, we're talking to Reverend Magdi from Egypt, who ministers to a large Egyptian community here in the United States. This proposed constitution, with the increase in in the ability to utilize Sharia law and this unelected body of Islamic jurists, basically, who will decide how Sharia is implemented and decide what's moral and what's not moral. It seems to me that this constitution would put Egypt in the direction of Saudi Arabia when it comes to this kind of moral police.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Egypt is a pivotal country, way, way pivotal than the Saudi or any other country.
Absolutely.
More than half of the country are against this draft of constitution. And it will be a surprise to the whole world when the result of the vote will say no against this oppressive constitution. But they use all methods against us saying no. We voted no during this week as immigrants to the United States, but we don't know what will happen. They will use everything so that the result will appear yes.
Yeah.
The most oppressive constitution or draft of constitution in the history of humanity.
Pastor, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to want to stay in touch with you, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to have our phone operator talk to you for a moment. We want to get some additional information from you so we can continue to follow up with you on this. Let me go to Skip here. Quickly, Skip, before we go to a break, I appreciate what the pastor said. But you worked in the region, both when you were in the Army and also, of course, with us. Egypt is a pivotal country here. They play a major role, and it's been a major stabilizing force in the region. That looks like it's about to change.
That's correct. That's why it was so important when there was a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt, because Egypt has the largest population of any of the Arab countries in the region. It is the most powerful militarily in the region. So how Egypt goes is how the Middle East is going to go. So it's imperative that we do not cooperate in the fall of Egypt into the hands of the Muslim Brotherhood and those more radical than they are.
Well, folks, this is exactly why we've got to stand up and fight. Jordan, the latest on this is congressional movement is it's increasing right now as we speak. And the thought is if we can keep the pressure up, this doesn't get released. But we've got to keep a lot of pressure up.
A lot of pressure. That's why we need to hear from folks. If they can call in now, 877-989-2255. We'll take more of their phone calls when we come back from the break. But we need to hear from people around the country that are outraged about this move, that we would be sending these F-16s, these tanks, at a time we're talking about a fiscal cliff here in our own country. We're going to be arming the Muslim Brotherhood, which is exactly what this is. Folks, it's arming the Muslim Brotherhood. If you disagree with that and don't want your country doing that, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. It doesn't make sense. The U.S. is using taxpayer funds to put deadly weapons into the hands of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic group that controls the government there. There are new reports that the United States is spending more than $200 million of taxpayer dollars to send 20 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, putting them into the hands of the radical Muslim Brotherhood. Another Sharia dictatorship on Israel's border, armed with American weapons, cannot be allowed to happen. Stand with the ACLJ. Demand President Obama suspend all aid to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're just joined by a pastor who called him from California. He's a Coptic Christian. And Jordan, you've worked with the Coptic Christian community before on a lot of projects, especially this issue. And in fact, in our upcoming movie, we're going to do a focus on the next ACLJ movie that'll be coming. It's actually the one after. We've got one that's coming out on religious freedom very soon. But the next one after that's going to talk about what's going on with radical Islam, but focusing also on the whole Coptic, the plight of the Coptic Christians. This is a really bad development for them. I mean, this is, if this constitution gets through, for them, this is a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, giving in this Article 4, this non-elected sectarian body, so the religious scholars, Islamic scholars, the power to decide how Sharia is implemented, and then you're moving down to Article 11 of this proposed constitution, which allows this idea where the Islamic State can safeguard ethics and morality. You could see how, and that's very similar to language in Saudi Arabia's constitution, their laws. It seems somewhat benign as on its face, though we know now not to even trust that kind of language, even though the words seem okay. But what really can happen there is that being a Christian can become immoral. Being a Christian can become unethical, talking about Christ, because, again, you are contradicting the prophet. You're contradicting Islam. And so because of that, you see how these laws empower, again, unelected Islamic jurists and scholars who have no oversight from the people to get to decide what this constitution means. You could imagine why it's not just dangerous for the Coptic Christians, but for all Egyptians who could end up living under a more totalitarian regime under the guise of a new constitution.
Skip, which brings up this point, and I don't understand this for the life of me, and you've served in the military, you worked in the Pentagon. Why in the world would we give this kind of weaponry when all of this is going on right now, this weekend? I mean, why would we make this commitment? I know we made the commitment when Mubarak was there 2 years ago, but he's out. And we've got the president making this statement. Let me play it for you again. This is where the president says that he's not, can't call Egypt an ally. Listen to this, and then, Skip, I want your opinion on this.
Would you consider the current Egyptian regime an ally of the United States?
I don't think that we would consider them an ally.
Okay, so the president can't consider them an ally. He doesn't know what exactly to call them. Why in the world, Skip, would we give this kind of weaponry?
Well, first of all, this type of weaponry and the decision to do it or to suspend it right now is a political decision. The military is operating on their normal policy. This was the policy, this was a treaty, and we have an obligation to do this. But the military answers to political authorities. So the responsibility for this lies exactly in the White House and with the Department of State, and they should be the ones making this call. It's especially ironic, though, as you said, because we had, remember, the whole administration was talking about the Arab Spring and this drive towards democracy in the Islamic world. And here we have, in Egypt, we have the Muslim Brotherhood elected in a democratic election. And then within months, we have the current president trying to have dictatorial powers. That's what's created this current crisis there with all these people coming back against him. And now he's calling for martial law. Martial law means the police will no longer enforce the law. The army will.
Yeah.
So these are all the indications of why this administration, our administration, should be treading very daintily in this situation and should be withholding or at least suspending the aid at this time.
Well, what Congress is talking about doing right now, folks, is suspending that those funds and that armaments going over there. And I think that's the right thing to do. But to get them to actually, to get the White House to understand this, we need to get to 100,000 signatures on this petition. I want to encourage you, if you've not yet signed on, this is it. Last day for you to do it is today. You call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. You can take some direct action here that's really going to make a difference as this issue develops. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones.
Jason calling in from Florida on line one. Jason, welcome to JSecuo Live.
Hi, Jason.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. By all rights and measure, we are supposed to be allied with the city and the capital and the nation, God's chosen, Israel.
Yes.
We are supposed to stand by their corner. We are supposed to protect them and be a part of their...
Well, let me tell you something. You take 200 weapons of the kind of weapons we're talking about here, of tanks, and you combine that with 20 additional F-16s, we're not helping Israel any. And that's part of the real problem here, and that's why we're fighting back so aggressively. We appreciate your call. Folks, we're going to be here, by the way, for another half hour. So if you don't get the full hour of JSEC Live, if you're not listening on SiriusXM, simply go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, and you can get that information. So we encourage you to do that. If you want to talk to us on air, we're going to be here, 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab another call.
Yep, Carrie calling from California online too. Carrie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, thanks for your work.
Sure.
I just want to know why, at a time when we're so in debt, borrowing money from China, why are we even hesitating about sending? And also, we're cutting our own Defense Department.
Yeah.
Why are we sending these weapons to a country that is clearly supporting terrorists? I don't understand. Why are we doing
that? Well, it makes absolutely no sense. Besides the fact you talk about the real economics of the situation, which are awful. We got a posted, by the way, at ACLJ.org and on our Facebook postings is a 90-second spot we've done that summarizes why are we we're in the middle of an economic crisis ourselves, and that yet we're ready, and this is what's so bizarre to me, we're ready to ship millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of weapons to Egypt. It makes no sense. But, Jordan, this is going to take the American people speaking out. By the way, if you haven't seen this little spot we did, I encourage you to go to ACLJ.org. You can certainly see it online.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, folks have got to get outraged here. We've got to get people excited about this and also paying attention to it. Call now, 877-989-2255. Let's take another phone call. Nagil calling in from California Online 6. Nagil, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, you're on the air. Nagil, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a Coptic Christian Egyptian. I'm a physician in California.
I think we lost him, unfortunately. Well, hopefully he'll call back. Let me tell you something. By the way, the Coptic Christian community has a lot of physicians. They're extremely Egyptians are very smart people, and they do they've done incredible things. This situation is really troubling because the Coptics are going to – they could be at the other end of the weapons that we send over there, the additional weaponry we send over there. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Remember, we're here for another 30 minutes. So SiriusXM, you can continue listening to us. If not on SiriusXM, just go to ACLJ.org. We've got a great 90-second piece up called 90 Seconds of Truth. American Weapons for the Muslim Brotherhood. Ask that question. It's a well-done piece. You can call us at ACLJ.org. But, folks, here's what I need everybody to do as we get ready to close this segment of the broadcast out. We are approaching well over 60,000 signatures right now. Actually, more than that even. We're probably well over 70,000 signatures. I need it to be at 100,000 through the weekend. So here's what I need you to do, because we've got to start going to Congress on this Monday. You go to your phones right now, and you call us at 1-877-989-2255 and speak out on this. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org. You can sign the petition there. Really easy to do at ACLJ.org. Check out our new video we put together. It's a 90-second video that we put together on this. I encourage you to get that as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Have your voice heard. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
Suspend all aid to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
not just anybody. Help! You know I need someone. Help! Help me if you can.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, we had a call come in earlier, and we lost him, and Nagil is back. Let's go right to that call.
Yep, Nagil calling in from California on line 6. Nagil, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Nagil.
Thank you for taking me back.
I'm sure.
I was trying to explain to you the Muslim concept of taqiyya. Taqiyya is an Arabic word, T-A-K-I-A.
Right.
They are allowed to lie and tell you whatever you like about democracy and the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion, as long as it serves the purpose of being in the ruling power and in the government. That will explain, if you go to the Time magazine, U.S. Time magazine, 2 issues ago, Mr. Morsi was on the cover page.
Right.
And there was a question to him inside with one of the interviewers about does the Muslim Brotherhood adopt democracy? And you can, if you can get it and read it, he is the most freedom-loving man, equality between men and women, freedom for the minorities. He is telling the U.S. government whatever they like to hear. I was on the Arabic TV news an hour ago, this morning, 1 hour ago, and he issued a decree to start killing the TV commentators who are opposing him. One of them was already killed this morning. These guys, they have no mercy. They do not negotiate. The weapons will be, we are shooting ourselves in the foot, basically.
Literally, because by giving these weapons, additional weaponry, to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government, it could very easily and will be used on Egyptian citizens. And we've been very clear, Doctor, to make sure that we're telling people that this is not – we want to help the Egyptian people. This is – I keep calling – I don't say the Egyptian government even. I say the Muslim Brotherhood-led Islamic government that's taking over Egypt. That's what's happening here. Because the fact of the matter is – this constitution will grant no rights and liberties. You're absolutely right. The doctrine of taqiyya, which basically says the ends justify your means and you can lie to get there, shows you the nature and the scope of what they're willing to do. Now, you're a physician here in the United States. What type of medicine do you practice?
I'm a family practitioner, family medicine.
The reason I bring that up is, I ask, is because that we are there are people don't understand, and they need to, that medicine – has been highly influenced by Egyptian scientists going back thousands of years. And there's a lot of Egyptian physicians serving in the United States, including a doctor that I use. And this is one of the reasons why I want to make sure we draw this distinction, Doctor, between the Egyptian people and this government and this regime. Let me ask you a last question on this because we got to go to a break here. How difficult is this for the Coptics? You've probably got friends and family over there right now. How is it for them right now in Egypt?
It is extremely difficult. There is an influx in the United States from Coptic immigrants. In the past decades, we used to immigrate for better education, better business opportunities. Right now, it is a life or death matter. The TV news commentators are trying to inflame the situation, make it Muslims against Coptic, and it is not, of course, because more than 50% of the population are against the draft of the
Constitution, yeah.
Right. So, but they wanted to inflame the country. They want to burn it. One of the Muslim Brotherhood advisors said, it doesn't matter even if Egypt goes inflamed. What matters is the Sharia.
Yeah. And that, at the end of the day, we know that that's what this is all about. Thanks for calling in, Doctor. We appreciate it. And I encourage you to call in as we follow this issue. Folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs, to find out exactly what we're going to do here. But, folks, this is where you come in. Let's stand up and fight against this. We can do that. 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to this petition. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let me encourage you to take a direct stand right now, folks. It is that critical. Speak out on this issue, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
It doesn't make sense. The U.S. is using taxpayer funds to put deadly weapons into the hands of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic group that controls the government there. There are new reports that the United States is spending more than $200 million of taxpayer dollars to send 20 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, putting them into the hands of the radical Muslim Brotherhood. Another Sharia dictatorship on Israel's border, armed with American weapons, cannot be allowed to happen. Stand with the ACLJ. Demand President Obama suspend all aid to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We can take your calls in just a minute. Let me get Than Bennett, our Director of Governmental Affairs, in on this conversation. Than, what's the move here? I know we got Congress. They've got Congressman Buchanan introduced the Suspend Aid to Egypt Act, which Skip and I talked about earlier with Jordan. It's the right thing to do is suspend the aid, see what happens here. But to get real momentum here, it's hard to cut through the cycle, I know, but we got to fight to get this done. And you're saying you're getting word from the administration. They're still trying to push forward.
Yeah, it's hard. I actually talked to Congressman Buchanan's office this morning about this, Jay, and their big concern is that the White House is saying, listen, we're moving forward as planned in January. We're going to deliver these jets. So, of course, we've got to keep the focus there. But listen, this bill that Congressman Buchanan has, it's H.R. 6646. It suspends the aid to Egypt. It's exactly what we've been calling for. Jay, they added 20 co-sponsors in just the last couple of days, and they told me that they expect to add some Democrats today. So that's going to be really key.
That'll be critical.
It'll be critical. And listen, what the bill says, it says that this aid is a privilege, and if the Muslim Brotherhood government is not going to behave like our ally, well, then we're going to quit sending them funds.
All right, folks, again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, we encourage you to do it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Carl calling in from Washington State on line 3. Carl, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Carl.
Good day, Jay. I have a couple of tier questions for you. One is, how come this administration does not recognize the evil that happens to be in Egypt with the terrorists as well as throughout the entire region? And
well, let's go to that one first, okay? Because I think that's particularly helpful here. And Skip, let's talk about that. This government in Egypt presents a real problem for the region and for the Egyptian people.
It does indeed. But remember, much of the language that President Obama has used has talked about Islam being such a peaceful religion and how it's so tolerant and so forth. And what happens is there are elements of Islam that are just like that, but there are also elements of Islam that are like the Muslim Brotherhood, which seeks to impose on everyone a very strict form of Islam where you must conform to a certain rules and regulations. And the problem is in the Middle East, there's this competition for influence, political influence between these two wings. And right now in Egypt, this more radical wing is gaining control. And That's upsetting past agreements we had with Mubarak, who was relatively moderate and with whom we could deal. And now it made sense to work with him. It doesn't make as much sense now to work with President Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood.
And part of this is the president is trying to create this picture of tolerance within Islam. Listen to what he said back in his Cairo speech in 2009. Number 8.
Islam has a proud tradition of tolerance. We see it in the history of Andalusia and Cordoba during the Inquisition. I saw it firsthand as a child in Indonesia, where devout Christians worshiped freely in an overwhelmingly Muslim country. That is the spirit we need today.
But that's not the spirit that's there. And the reality is we've got Jordan, Coptic Christians in Egypt are getting just hammered. And the churches are being burned, and this is a serious situation. The president is naive at best, misinformed, or intentional in this action of trying to save a narrative that just does not exist.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think when you really look at the situation here, this is very dangerous because, again, it's simple. Who are we giving the weapons to? Well, a Muslim Brotherhood-led government. Now, who would have imagined a couple of years ago that was going to be a discussion point of, you know, post-Arab Spring, that we were going to hand over weapons to a Muslim Brotherhood-led government, which is imposing a stricter version of Sharia law through the Egyptian constitution that's been proposed, which will be voted on this weekend, which establishes, much like Saudi Arabia, these clerics who are really above the constitution and are not subject to any kind of vote by the people. So they're unelected judges, basically, who there's no real redress against, who get to decide what's Islamic enough, what's Islamic law and what's not, and how it applies. So they get to decide what's moral and what's not. This is a very dangerous situation. On top of that, you're going to arm this Muslim Brotherhood-led government right now, and they've already shown that they're willing to turn against their own people.
All right, let's go to another call here. 1-800-684-3110. Who's next?
Bob calling in from California on line 4. Bob, welcome to JSecuyo Live.
Hi, Bob.
Here's my question. Where are they going to get this money to buy these tanks? And
Let me tell you where they're getting the money to buy the tanks. Very easy. We're borrowing it from the Chinese government, and then we're buying the tanks from Lockheed and then giving them to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. Dan, that's how this is going down, correct?
Absolutely. I describe it as a military menu. We give them a menu with all of our best technology. They pick what they want. Then the U.S. taxpayer borrows the money from China. We pay it. We give it to them. And, Jay, maybe worst of all, our military trains them how to use it.
Skip, you want to explain that one to me? We're going to have our military training Muslim Brotherhood-led governments. Now, you know, the military is separate, but the fact of the matter is that Morsi has dismissed many of the generals that were under the prior regime. So we don't know really who's running the Egyptian government right now.
Well, that's correct. Now, we had many people within the military of Egypt prior to this regime that had been supportive of the United States, had been supportive of our mission, had been supportive of the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. And therefore, there was some interest on our part in doing that. The problem is that the whole region is so unstable that you never know when a government's going to switch. It's going to switch to another responsible government or to a government like the Muslim Brotherhood, which completely negates everything that happened before. So we have to proceed very cautiously when we make these agreements. But right now, that agreement served us for over 30 years. But right now, we're experiencing the problems that come in that region when the regimes change.
Jordan and Than, let me go to Jordan first, then Than. Is the president trying to save his narrative here?
Well, I think there is some of that with this kind of ignoring reality and acting like we just keep moving on and things are okay. And we saw, you know, yesterday with what happened with Susan Rice, the secretary, you know, could have been Secretary of State or nominated for that. She withdrew. I think the president's trying to divert a lot of attention away from these issues. He wasn't willing to fight for his probably his number one pick for Secretary of State. He doesn't want people thinking about Benghazi. You know, we were told Secretary Clinton was going to testify, and then maybe she's not going to testify next week. I think it all ties in together. It's an administration that wants you just not focused on these issues whatsoever, because it's those issues. This is the kind of issue, unlike the fiscal cliff, unlike should tax rates be raised on the top 1 or 2% of American earners. This is one of those issues that is totally bipartisan. People just don't like the idea of sending weapons to dictators and those who have already shown that they will oppress their own people and ally with our enemies.
Yeah, Jordan's got this right. The president just believes in appeasement. He's ignoring the facts on the ground. He's ignoring the fact that this Muslim Brotherhood government supports a Sharia-based government. He's ignoring the fact that they want to revisit their peace treaty with Israel. Listen. When Hosni Mubarak was in charge, at least these weapons weren't turned against us or turned against our interests in the region. That's not the case anymore, but this president doesn't want to see it. He's simply arming an extremist government.
You know, it's interesting. There was as the reports have been coming out over the last several days, and we've been following this in the news, there has been an interesting development. And one of the articles from Reuters actually quotes a protester that actually was a former diplomat and previously an opponent of Mubarak. So this was an opponent of Mubarak, but said that while he'd been protesting peacefully, because he doesn't like the totalitarianism of what's going on with the Morsi regime, he's been beaten. He says they have become, the Muslim Brotherhood has become the thugs. And I think there's a lot to that. So we got to realize what's going on there and continue to fight back. Jordan, let's take Joshua's calling from Texas on line five.
Sure. Joshua, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Joshua. Welcome to the broadcast.
I do want to know what the total value of these weapons are, these planes and tanks are.
The planes and tanks themselves are about $450, $500 million. The overall aid package of military aid is $1.5
billion. Okay, and how much of that money is actually going to Egypt, and how much is going to Lockheed?
Well, Lockheed Martin Lockheed Martin just has a contract with the United States. So the money that the United States buys the aircraft from Lockheed Martin, the tanks, whoever manufactures the tanks, and then we give them to the Egyptian government led by the Muslim Brotherhood.
So the money actually never leaves the United States, just the planes.
Just the weapons. Go ahead, Jordan.
And the money does leave if you don't really have control over who's got those weapons. I mean, if you don't have any, if they're not really your ally. I think that, Joshua, when you say that it's a subsidy for Lockheed, or this is about Lockheed Martin, these are jets we've already got that are in the pipeline. You know, they've been built. They've been paid for. It's who do you give this out to? The United States, we have a lot of power around the world because we give gifts like this. We aid, we assist those who are our allies. But to get that kind of assistance, you've got to be our ally. And I think you've got to make a much stronger argument that you really are going to be there for us if we need you. And I don't think we know that at all from this current government in Egypt.
All right, folks, we're going to be coming back with more in a minute. By the way, I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast talking about this right-to-work situation that was going on in Michigan. Heated debate with Juan Williams. We're going to get some of that for you. But again, if you haven't signed on to this petition, I encourage you to do so right now. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Again, ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. We've got a 90-second video called 90 Seconds of Truth. It's available on ACLJ.org, on Facebook as well. So you can get in 90 seconds, you can understand this horrible situation where we're about to give these weapons to Egypt. But again, if you want to sign the petition, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Won't you please help me?
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. It doesn't make sense. The U.S. is using taxpayer funds to put deadly weapons into the hands of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood, a radical Islamic group that controls the government there. There are new reports that the United States is spending more than $200 million of taxpayer dollars to send 20 F-16 fighter jets to Egypt, putting them into the hands of the radical Muslim Brotherhood. Another Sharia dictatorship on Israel's border, armed with American weapons, cannot be allowed to happen. Stand with the ACLJ. Demand President Obama suspend all aid
to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey folks, welcome back to the broadcast. In this segment, we want to play for you an interview that Jay did actually on Sean Hannity's TV broadcast on Wednesday. He went on to talk about this issue that you've probably been hearing a lot about. It happened in Michigan. It's new right-to-work legislation. There were violent union protests to this legislation. Jay went on with Sean Hannity and Juan Williams to discuss not only the constitutional issues at play here, but the political issues at play and why there's so much violence coming from the unions, coming from people that seem to have hard left ideology. Let's go ahead and play this. This is Jay with Juan Williams and Sean Hannity on the Hannity TV broadcast.
Joining me now with reaction from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, Fox News political analyst Juan Williams. You know, Juan, I understand during the 2010 heyday of the Tea Party movement, the press, they searched for instances of violence and racism. When they couldn't find it, they just made it up. You know, you go to a Tea Party rally, you know that there was a Tea Party group there because they leave the place cleaner than when they go and they sing God Bless America. Why wouldn't they report the violence and show the video the way we did?
Well, you know what? I think it's a terrific double standard because I don't think there's any question that this is something that stops people from having honest debate, honest discussion. It is thuggery. It needs to be illuminated by the American media, left wing or right wing. But when I'm looking at the left wing cable channels, when I'm looking at mainstream, the big broadcast networks last night, I saw none of it. I had to come to Fox. So, you know, you and I don't agree on much, but we agree on this, and especially the idea that they're tearing down one side's tent. I don't think you can have that in a free democratic society unless you're going to have mob rule, and that's just not right, Sean.
Yeah, it's not. Well, and I appreciate your intellectual honesty, Jay. You know, the point is, they don't even report it. They didn't show it. It was available. It was on the internet. It was on Drudge. It was everywhere. They knew it existed.
Right.
But they decided not to air it.
Of course they did, and the reality is that, you know, and Juan and I agree on this. I think not only is it a double standard, but this idea that some of these reporters were hiding behind that this was just typical free speech, but this was anything but. I mean, you mentioned the Tea Party protest. Those were orderly. It reminds me of the dual standard or the double standard that was employed during the protests on the abortion issue, where they tried to make the pro-lifers, who were mostly kneeling and praying in front of an abortion clinic, as if they were, you know, thugs. This is thuggery. This is not free speech. This was criminal activity going on in front of the Capitol or even inside the Capitol. Nobody reports that except Fox News. And, Sean, this is the real problem here. What did the governor do? He signed a law that's also in effect in 24 other states. It's called right-to-work legislation. Some people agree with it. Some people do not. But the fact of the matter is, all it says is that to work at a particular place, you don't have to join a union.
That's it.
So with all these networks that usually have this liberal idea of choice and freedom, how come the worker shouldn't be free to make the choice?
Absolutely.
And why wouldn't they give it accurate reporting?
Yeah.
Instead, you've got reporters. By the way, there was a police officer that was hit also. That didn't get reported by any of the mainstream media.
Now,
this is where Jay and I part company.
Let me just say, this is where Jay and I part company.
There had to be a place.
No, I said this is where Jay and I part company.
Go ahead, Juan.
Because what you have here is a situation where, you know, like the biggest contributors to political campaigns in America are on the conservative side and big business. Big business is putting money into this effort to attack unions. We've seen a decline in union membership and union dues since the 1960s.
But wait a minute, Juan.
And with that, we have seen a real expansion of income inequality in this country and a decline in
Juan,
the American middle class.
Unions have put millions into supporting this president, democratic causes. Where's President's civility that was so willing to talk about the disgusting YouTube video that had nothing to do with Benghazi?
Come on, Sean, you're ignoring the reality here.
Seven
out of the 10 top political contributors are on the conservative side, big business, people like the Koch brothers.
I didn't ask you that.
Others.
Juan, I asked you a question.
That's what's driving all these conservatives.
Yeah, this is the real problem with the debate. If you want to have an honest and fair debate, Juan, over right-to-work legislation, We can have
yes.
that. But the fact of the
Let's
matter
do
is,
it.
Look, my grandfather was a union electrician. This isn't okay. about unions going out of business. This is about unions having to actually compete for the individual employee, that they make that choice of whether they want to join that union or not. Mandating membership in the union is what Right to Work's about. It says, you know what, that's not right, right in America. We don't mandate someone
back.
To have
we're,
to join an association that
Jay,
then, by the way, does support
hang on a
Democratic
second, guys.
Candidates
we're gonna come
generally
back. We're gonna deal
if that
with
violates
the specifics
what they want to do.
Of Right to Work, and I'll ask Juan again, where's President Civility? These are some all of right. his biggest supporters. Where is he telling them to knock it off? Well, more with Jay and Juan. And then the violence that we've been witnessing in Lansing. Well, it's not the first of its kind. Now, when it comes to union thuggery on display, we're going to look at the left in America. Why is it always the left? The left blames the right, the Tea Party movement. Why is it them that is always involved in violence, from Occupy to G8, G20 summits? Juan, I look at this issue, Right to Work, and for me, it's very basic. You're supposed to be a pro-choice liberal. But here, in this instance, people that want to work, they don't have the freedom to work. They're forced to join a union, forced to pay money to that union, and then the unions spend the money on a political party that they don't agree with. That's not freedom, that's not liberty, and that's not pro-choice. Why wouldn't you support the right of people to choose?
Well, because that's an out-of-context description of the problem. The problem is that without unions, there's no counterforce to big business.
But
there's
you're
no
forcing
counterforce.
People. It's legalized
there's
theft.
Just a moment. Just give me a chance. I say there's no counterforce to big business, to people who say, let's cut salaries, let's cut the labor force, let's outsource your jobs. Everybody's only it's only about profit, and it's not about making sure that employers
no,
employees
and you want the government to manage
fair
that.
And
it's,
and
called
treated
forced
fairly.
It's called forced association. Our founders would be in shock. Understanding that to get a particular job, you had to join an association that you may fundamentally disagree with as the cost of employment. So it's forced association. It's not protected by the First Amendment. It's forced association. And by the way, the Right to Work laws don't eliminate unions. It just simply
That's
gives
right.
the employee
the choice
of whether he's going to participate
right, let me
in that
bring up one
not.
Point. A lot of good unions did in Detroit. They've lost half their population. They're going bankrupt. They're bulldozing entire neighborhoods to consolidate services. $1,000 homes exist there. A lot of good they did there. A lot of good they did with Hostess when they wouldn't negotiate with management, Juan. Do you not agree the pendulum has swung in many cases and unions go too far?
Yeah, I think unions sometimes do go too far and union leadership can be excessive, especially in the public sector. I think that a lot of right. what's going on with the teachers union does not serve the interest of educating children. But when it comes to the private sector, this is where I'm arguing with you and Jay, I think you have to have somebody who stands up for the individual worker because the individual worker can't lobby, argue for a contract against the big corporation and big business in this country, you're going to get the little guy crushed. You should stand up for right. the little guy.
You know, it's
Jay,
not
last
about
question.
If you look at the states, if you look at the actual evidence and the states that have right to work legislation, employees do much better economically. The companies are growing. The state gets more revenue because people are making more money. And the fact of the matter is the unions are having trouble even competing in the marketplace right now. And why is that? Because
Jay,
the cost
Jay,
of doing business with the unions
Jay,
is so excessive
have more
that businesses
income
can't afford
inequality.
To exist.
And that's why you have these governors
so
in Wisconsin and Michigan
Juan,
jamming it down people's throats rather than having an honest debate. I'll give you guys credit. You want to talk about it, make your case, and I'm listening.
Right.
But you don't see that from these governors backed
don't see
by big money billionaires.
They were duly
association
elected.
Association is never a good thing.
Well, we got some
agreement.
Agreement out of Juan tonight. There's hope. I'm working on it. Good to see you both.
There we go.
Again, folks, that was Jay on Sean Hannity's TV broadcast on Wednesday talking about that right to work legislation in Michigan. Listen, but we want you to stand with us. We don't want to send F-16s to the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We don't want to send tanks to someone who is not our ally, who's likely to turn them against us or also to Israel, probably more likely Israel. If you agree with us, if you want to tell the president no more fighter jets to the Muslim Brotherhood, call now 877-989-2255. Folks, an 8-year-old can understand this. You don't send fighter jets to your enemy. 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you next week.
Suspend all aid to Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood. Stop delivery of the F-16s. Cut it off until Congress can clarify that such aid will benefit the national security interests of the U.S. and Israel. Stop funding the terrorists. Call now. Add your name to our petition. And if you make a gift supporting the work of the ACLJ, your gift will be doubled through our matching challenge. Call now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online. ACLJ.org.